This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The United States is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, the Pentagon said Friday night. The announcement came after last weekend's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil installations, for which the U.S. blames Iran, an allegation that Tehran denies. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the U.S. was responding to requests from Saudi Arabia and the UAE to improve their air and missile defenses after the September 14th assault, which exposed the vulnerability of the region's oil facilities. Thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. The protesters began their rally Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozen or so so-called Lenin walls, created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages have been written. The walls are named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague. On Saturday, Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a bus bombing that killed 12 people near the Iraqi city of Karbala. 12 were killed and several others wounded when a bus bombing occurred Friday near the holy city south of Baghdad. At a United Nations Youth Climate Summit in New York on Saturday, Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg says young people showed how seriously they take climate change with a strike. It took hundreds of thousands of students out of classrooms and into the streets around the world.
We showed that we are united and that we young people are unstoppable.
Thunberg will also speak at the main UN Climate Action Summit in the presence of global leaders on Monday. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Tensions were high in France between the authorities and varied groups of protesters. Sarah Bassett explains.
Several calls for demonstrations had been issued in Paris by yellow vest supporters, environmental activists, and a far-left workers' union. In response, authorities deployed more than 7,000 police and banned protests in a large central area. Police in riot gear dispersed small groups of protesters using tear gas. Most demonstrators didn't wear the fluorescent yellow vests that gave the movement its name. The yellow vest movement emerged 10 months ago, but petered out over the summer. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he said anything wrong in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine, during which Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Trump accused Democrats and the news media of ignoring allegations against the Bidens and creating a false story about him. Democrats, meanwhile, stepped up their criticism of the president for what they characterized as an abuse of power and an attempt to engage a foreign leader in a scheme to damage the candidacy of Trump's leading rival in the campaign. Meanwhile, in an interview with local media on Saturday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Vadim Presteko denied the suggestions that President Trump had put pressure on Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky during that phone call. The UN envoy for Yemen says the Houthi rebels' initiative to halt strikes on Saudi Arabia could send a powerful message of the will to end war in Yemen. Martin Griffith's comments came Saturday, hours after the Houthi announcement and a week after the rebels claimed a strike that crippled a key oil facility in Saudi Arabia. Griffiths called for taking advantage of this opportunity and moving forward with all necessary steps to reduce violence, military escalation, and unhelpful rhetoric. Saudi Arabia has led a military coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen since 2015. That conflict has killed tens of thousands of people. The U.S. and the Saudis blamed the September 14th attacks on Iran, which backs the Houthi rebels. Tehran denies any responsibility. Authorities say a man suspected of shooting and wounding a Chicago police officer on Saturday morning is the same bicyclist suspected of shooting a woman in broad daylight near downtown earlier this week. A police spokesman tweeted Saturday that the suspect in both shootings is 45-year-old Michael Blackman, who said they say should be considered armed and dangerous. Blackman has not been charged in either shooting. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. VOA News.